26 and a half minutes to 8 o'clock. Are you a sports fan?
Yes, I am. I'm a basketball and a football soccer fan.
I believe you were a basketball coach in
yes.
your time.
Yes, I was.
Well, then you'll be fascinated to know that we are now today launching a brand new sports feature.
Okay.
It's called the Weekly Sports Bite. Ooh. And it's brought to you proudly by Dwell Properties, your gated estate specialists.
A very good morning and welcome to the weekly Dwell Sports Bite. My name is Dean Grove, and this segment is brought to you by Dwell Properties, your gated estate specialists. Well, there certainly is nowhere else to begin than with South Africa's mixed martial arts specialist, Trikus Steelnox du Plessis. For those of you that woke up early on Sunday morning, boy, was it worth it. His rematch against Sean Strickland down in Sydney, Australia, and Drickus took Sean to town, winning all five rounds, hands down, and retaining the middleweight championship of the world. Well done, Drickus. South Africa cannot be prouder. Moving on to the rugby, and of course the Six Nations is well underway. Ireland travelled to Scotland, where unfortunately the Scottish could not do South Africa a favour, and Ireland ran out victors 32-18. On Saturday, Italy hosted Wales, and Wales continued their dismal form, slipping further and further down the world rankings. Italy victorious 22-15. And then a result that all South Africans love, watching the Frenchies lose. England scoring with 2 minutes left on the clock and converting the try to hand them a famous 26-25 victory and sending France packing back to Les France. Moving on to a local schedule here, and the Betway T20, which is a great tournament hosted in South Africa, came to a head. The My Cape Town side took on the Sunrisers Eastern Cape, who were looking for a three-peat. My Cape Town batted first and posted a very decent 181 for 8 in 20 overs. Unfortunately, the Sunrisers Eastern Cape couldn't produce magic of the past and were bowled out for 105, handing My Cape Town their first ever T20 victory. Enjoy taking it back to Cape Town. On the local football side, massive derby this weekend, where Mamelodi Sundowns took on Orlando Pirates, and Sundowns came out victorious 4-1. They continue to dominate South African football, and of course the local team from just up the road, Richards Bay, running out 2-0 victors over Polokwane City. On the international football, the major upset of the weekend, Liverpool losing to Plymouth Argyle 1-0. But it's consoling to see that Chelsea were also dumped out of the FA Cup 2-1 by Brighton, and Tottenham Hotspur's losing streak continues, losing 2-1 to Aston Villa. Keeping it really local, and this past weekend was the 52nd edition of the Quelle Midmar Mile. This event included people of all ages, but including 78-year-old Mike Pengelly, who swam this race for the 52nd time. A lot of local entrants from the gated estates such as Mbeki, Eleni, Dunkirk, Seaton and Springvale were present. And it was great to see a lot of parents competing the race with their kids. Certainly what our community is about. And then lastly, to end it all off, some school sports. The Guppy Gala was hosted this past week with schools like Lelusha, Chelsea, Northlands, Glenwood and Umhlali taking part. And we were most encouraged to see that our local school Umhlali Prep came out victorious at the Guppy Gala. Well done to all the swimmers and to everybody that partook. That's it for our weekly Dwell Sports Bite, and be sure to tune in next week. In the words of Hugh Bladen, it's going to be unbelievable this week. And have a good one.